Hi, my name is Tracy Farr, and welcome to another episode of The Bathrobe Monologues. I've recently noticed that even though I can't find the time to do the things around the house like I should, like take out the garbage, mow the lawn, or feed the goats, I can always find time to play one more hand of solitaire on the computer. And it's not totally my fault. The power my computer has to suck me into a chair as I walk by, just to play solitaire, is beyond all scientific measure. And scientists, using government grants funded by taxpayer dollars, have been trying to measure it for years. Now, most people are perfectly happy frittering away their time playing a simple hand of solitaire, but I prefer playing the Vegas version. Racking up imaginary money, depositing it into my imaginary offshore checking account, and buying imaginary Lear jets that fly me to exotic places, because that's what we big spenders do. Of course, that's when I'm winning. When I'm losing, it's a whole different ball game. When I'm losing, I always approach Bruno, the floor manager, to see if he can spot me another grant, which in gambling lingo means a $50 bill. Bruno's a good friend of mine. We've known each other since 6:30 p.m. yesterday evening when I walked into this joint. He's more than happy to loan me the money, just as long as I know there are strings attached.
Oh, you know me, Bruno. I'm always good for it.
Yeah, Mr. Farr, you're one of our better customers, but losing is for losers, so don't lose anymore. You'll find yourself lost. Do you know what I mean?
I pay the Vegas solitaire dealer, Roxanne, $50 for a new deck of cards and spread them out. I go through the motions of flipping cards here and flipping cards there, but 5 minutes later, I've lost again. I'm now $975 in the hole, and Bruno is breathing down my neck.
Just one more chance, Bruno. You saw how close I was to winning. I'll do it next time. You watch.
Well, against my better judgment, I'm going to give you another grant. But if you lose this time, I'll have to call Mr. Happy to come over and make an adjustment on your left leg. Do you get me?
Bruno snaps his fingers. A big, stocky hulk of a guy walks up, and I know without a shadow of a doubt that this is Mr. Happy, and he doesn't look a bit happy.
Of course I understand, Bruno. No need to worry. This time I know I'll win.
Roxanne, the dealer, shakes her head at me, trying to get me to stop and pay up before I get even more in debt. She's been around long enough to know that Mr. Happy is the happiest when he's adjusting the customer. But I don't listen. I pay the $50 and play another hand. And I lose again.
Well, Mr. Farr, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Happy. He's going to take you out back and make sure you're never going to be able to mow the yard again, so to speak.
What did you say?
I said, I thought you were going to mow the yard today. Well, are you or aren't you? Because I just sit around here all day.
It takes every ounce of willpower I have to get up and walk away from the computer, especially since I was close to winning. Warning. Playing computer games like solitaire may seem like wonderful diversions for when there is nothing better to do, but it's a trap. Are you listening? It's a trap. And it's a trap that will eventually suck the life out of every human being on this planet, as well as on the International Space Station. And with that, dear listeners, I have nothing more to say.